It's 94.1 MyFM Seeds of Success Day, brought to you by Elgin County and Briwood Farm Market. We're sitting down with Dan DeBacker of DeBacker Farms as we focus on crop farming this week. Now I had the chance to spend some of the morning with Dan, who took me around the farm. Now, Dan, it's your time to tell us all about DeBackers.
Okay, yeah, we were tobacco growers back years ago, and once we got out of that, we decided to get into produce. We transitioned. Over many years, we were still growing tobacco and at the same time as transitioning into different crops. And once we switched over, we gradually expanded over the last 20 years and farm a lot for Loblaws, Metro. We do a lot at the food terminal, quite a bit in the U.S. Have a weekly Subway contract for green peppers for their subs, you know. It took quite a few years to get contracts with these bigger companies, and it takes a lot of hard work, and you have to have quality and be consistent and persistent with them. And they've treated us very well since we've got in. It's helped us tremendously.
Something cool that I learned today is that I could be buying DeBacker products right in my local grocery store, and I would have no idea. So Dan, let's maybe chat about what kind of products you guys offer.
Okay, so yes, we are a seasonal operation. We have our main crops would be peppers and tomatoes. Peppers all colors, tomatoes, Roma tomatoes, like the field tomatoes. So it's very seasonal. And it takes a lot of manpower and a lot of man hours to get the jobs done throughout the season. But the biggest push is July through to first week of October. We are finishing off over the next week. We also grow sweet corn and multiple other items, small volume items for our farm markets. We have one in Union going into Port Stanley on Sunset, and we have one at the Home Hardware in St. Thomas. We are open 7 days a week, and we try to make sure we have the freshest produce around. Everything's picked daily and sold that same day.
Now, with you being a second generation farmer, maybe let's chat a little bit about how things have changed since you've taken over.
So my mom and dad purchased the property in 1969, and I was born in 1970, so I've lived in this house my whole life. I've never moved. And I started taking over when I was 23 years old. I bought 50% of the farm at that point, and then in 2008 I purchased my dad's half. It was in 2009 when we got a contract with Metro, 2010 we got one with Loblaws, and it was a struggle back then because we were growing tobacco and it paid the way well. But when we sold that quota, we had to come up with something that's going to be profitable on a small acreage, right? And since then, we purchased a few farms and rent a lot of ground, a lot more than we never rented before at that time. Now we're probably in the 600 acres or so between all our crops that we grow. So we're hoping to expand over the next few more years. Land values are extremely pricey, and it's hard to expand as quick as you'd like.
Now, Dan, obviously it's your livelihood. It's something you've done your entire life. But what gets you up in the morning? Why do you keep continuing to farm, and why do you love it so much?
I like the pride in growing a good crop at the end of the year. But that comes with a lot of stress when it doesn't work your way, and Mother Nature can throw a lot at you that you have to overcome, and really affects your quality, yields. There's potential here to be profitable, and we get some real good years and some not so good years, but in general, it's working out.
Now, Dan, it's been an absolute pleasure getting the chance to chat with you and learn more about DeBackers today. Is there anything else you want to add?
Yes, we are so fortunate to have the great customers of Elgin County here for our farm markets, and likely buying more even at our grocery stores locally and all of Ontario. You know, we're very happy that people support us. We always preach buy local, and we try to do the same, and very appreciative of our whole community.